It just looks like it's in the middle of nowhere.
Do you ever feel like you're in the middle of nowhere? Or do you feel like you're in the middle of everywhere?
I feel like I'm in the middle of everywhere.
Sasha is the school captain here at Mistake Creek State School in central Queensland. It's a primary school literally in the middle of a paddock on the road between the towns of Alpha and Clermont. It's only got 16 students, but what it lacks in size, it certainly makes up for in spirit.
Alrighty, are we ready to go? Have we got our sentences down?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Hello, I'm Lydia Burton, and as school packs up for another year, I've dropped in to see what makes this little school so special for its students, teachers and parents. The lady that runs the school is Principal Melina Kemp.
Our school is literally a piece of a paddock of one of the surrounding cattle properties. We have a mountain range out one side, cattle paddocks surrounding the school. So we often have visitors around our school in the form of cattle or dingoes or snakes or all kinds of things.
One of the things 25-year-old Melina Kemp really likes about being in charge of a small country school is the rapport she's able to have with her students.
I know each child personally. I know their goals. I know what they're aspiring to do. Although their career choices do change from day to day sometimes. But that's something that I really do love about our school. I also know each of my families personally, and generally see them probably around once a week, if not more.
What's your ethos here, would you say, and your vision for Mistake Creek State School?
Our vision is to ensure that the children that come to our school get just as good, if not better, of an education to children who go to a bigger school. So we like to provide them to make sure they get the opportunities that they would get if they were in, say, a city school.
Do the students here get opportunities to participate in athletics and things like that with other kids?
Yeah, our athletics and swimming carnival, we combine with small schools in our area. We have a very tight cluster of small schools, even though we range very big distances between each other. There's six small schools all around similar sizes in our area that we work together. As principals of those clusters, we make sure the children have opportunities. So it's not just athletics, swimming carnivals that we work together, but we also combine for camp so that they get opportunities to mix with other children their ages.
Did I get the word me right?
I'm Gracie, I'm in year four. I like it because it's there's only 16 kids and we're all like good friends and we know each other and stuff. Yeah.
What about socially? How is it living here, as some would say, in the middle of nowhere?
Probably the biggest thing socially is that you do need to enjoy your own company. And you need to make sure that you have other hobbies. For me, I love it here. I grew up on a cattle property, so it's kind of just like the school that I went to as a child. Probably given that like our closest township is around 70 k's away, so that's probably our next biggest centre for any social activities, shopping, that kind of thing.
The other full-time teacher at Mistake Creek is 23-year-old Jess Robson. It's her first teaching position and a far cry from her hometown of Brisbane, a good 12 hours drive from here.
Duncan went to take out his crayons and found a stack of letters with his name on them.
Just took the plunge, I suppose. It gives you a different set of skills being a teacher. Like to teaching in a big city, it's just a different experience. And I think it makes you a better teacher because you've got to experience so many different things. Like I've got to know how to teach different age children all at the same time, which I probably wouldn't have in a bigger school as such. So that's probably why I did.
You've only been here for one term, but how's the experience so far?
I'm loving it so much. It's really different to anything I've ever experienced before. It's just, there's like nothing around, but I love the quiet and the kids are absolutely beautiful. They're just great kids and I think that makes it really worth it. I think being out here, this is home now for me. So
why do you think it's become home so quickly for you?
I think the families are so friendly and everyone's so friendly. They just sort of took me in straight away and embraced me, and I think that's why it was just so easy to settle in and that sort of thing. I think they're all so lovely out here.
What would you say to someone in Brisbane who might be studying teaching or is a teacher in Brisbane about coming west and teaching in a rural school?
I'd say do it. It's not as scary as what it seems. Everyone's so lovely and it's different, but it's not necessarily harder than teaching at a normal bigger school. Each school has their own challenges. They're just different. So it's really the best experience I've ever done. I would recommend it to anyone.
I am Emmy and I'm in year one.
What's your favourite thing about Mistake Creek State School?
How you learn, because sometimes you get to do fun stuff.
How far do you have to come to get to school?
An hour and a half from my house to the school.
Who's your favourite teacher?
Miss Kemp.
The Mistake Creek School services families living on nearby properties, but many still have to travel long distances to get to school. Danielle Bruggeman is a parent and one of the school bus drivers, and it's her job to travel hundreds of kilometres each week, most of it on gravel roads, making sure the kids get to and from school.
I started driving the bus because somebody needed to get the kids to school and we lost our bus driver, so I started doing it. We drive over 100 kilometres each run, and then there's two a day, so that's how I did it.
Describe the bus for me, because it's not your normal school bus.
No, so we use a modified troop carrier as our school bus. We have a door put in the side and then six seats in the back, and we can accommodate two children in the front also.
What's your favourite thing about driving the bus?
All the funny stories that the children tell me on the bus route.
I bet that you get a bit of an insight that others might not.
Yeah, that's right. You have to be careful what you say to your children, because they're probably sharing it with the next bus driver.
What is it that you love about Mistake Creek State School?
Ooh, it's hard to choose the main thing. Probably the thing that I love the most are the kids. They really make our job really rewarding and make it a fantastic school. They're very accommodating. They love to be helpful. They're friendly. They're great kids. Well, I love our school. We have fantastic staff, fantastic students, and we work really well as a team all together.